As we said, the kinetic molecular theory can be used to describe the different states of matter, be they solid, liquid, or gas. And so the theory itself makes the following postulates. One, all matter is made up of particles, either atoms or molecules, which are in constant motion. Two, in between the particles that make up matter are empty spaces. So you can see in the image at the bottom of this slide that in between the individual particles is actually empty space. And the space between particles varies depending on the state of that substance. And we'll learn a little bit more about this a little later on. The third postulate states that the particles in matter are held together by intermolecular forces. And the strength of these forces are going to determine whether the substance is in a solid state, a liquid state, or a gaseous state. And pulling this all together, the three different physical states of matter, solid, liquid, and gas, can be explained by the distances between the particles in a substance, the strength of the intermolecular forces holding the particles together, and finally by the speed of the motion of the particles. And we're going to look at how this applies to each of the three different states of matter in the following slide.